Brad Davidson joining us now. Morning, Brad.
Good morning, Cozzy, and good morning, listeners.
Now, what have you found for us for the weekend?
Well, before that, mate, I just a quick shout-out to Hugh Bowman. He's good to hear him on the radio this morning. He's so good with his time around Winx, isn't he? And great to see him getting involved with his Darren Jones fundraiser, all for a very good cause there to help the family who, of course, going through a pretty tough time.
So, yeah,
well done to Huey, and yeah, I'll see the premiership battle there tomorrow. He's 0.5 wins ahead of Brendan Duller. It's going to be an outstanding last three meetings of the season.
Yeah, what have you found?
Well, we're going to make our best at Randwick tomorrow. Good to be back on a soft five, hopefully a good four even tomorrow if we're lucky. We're going to make our best in race four, number five, Super 2. I thought she was the best on the program, Cozzy. Her two trials this time in have been outstanding. She won the latest at Warwick Farm by almost 12 lengths, and she ran 46.3 seconds that day for the 806-metre hit-out, and that was almost 12 lengths quicker than any other trial. So she's had bone chips removed since her last start in December last year, and I just think she's come back a better filly this time in. She ran second down the straight to Sprite at Flemington over 1,100 last November, and this is 1,000 metres tomorrow, and a second to Sprite just bodes well for a race like this. And I just think the 1,000 metres is the key. If it was 1,100, I'd be a little bit concerned fresh that last 100, but I think she'll be too new for arrival. She'll jump straight to the front. I think she'll be very hard to beat. Race 4, number 5, Super 2.
All right, race 4, number 5. She'll hit the ground and run. What else?
Yeah, look, I thought that was the best, and I'm happy to throw out a couple of roughies here, because I know the listeners like to play a few roughies, make space bets or throw them into multis to try and get a bit more money. So race 6, number 7, All Ray is one I'm going to throw out here. Now, I want to do this on the disclaimer that if you are having a bet, do it 1 by 5, five times the amount on a place bet than a win bet, because he hasn't won for a long time, this six-year-old, but I reckon he's going a lot better than his form suggests. He struck three heavy tracks his last three starts, and he's just not a wet tracker at all. He's won 3 from 12 on good tracks. He's going to get back on a firmer surface there tomorrow. And the last time he was on a good track in the Hawkesbury Cup, he was only beaten just over a length behind for Brizio. So he gets that...
Whoops, we've lost Brad there. His line's dropped down. We'll get him back in just a moment. His best is race 4, number 5, Super 2. But he's got a couple of others here at good odds, which is good. Now, the other good things today, Tari, Anthony Manton likes race 2, number 6. Race 2, number 6. Dubbo today, and Colin Hodges has gone for 2 there. He likes race 5, number 1. And race 7, number 6. Race 5, number 1. Race 7, number 6. Geelong, Dean Lester's best, race 4, number 1, race 6, number 5, race 4, number 1, race 6, number 5. Back with you, Brad. You're confirming that horse's form?
Yeah, just cut out there. Not sure what happened, but race 6, number 7, All Ray. And he gets a really nice, about 4.5, 5 kilo swing on Sound Proposition and Leoparo there from the last time they met. Now, he only ran, I think it was, 8th last time at Randwick behind Sound Proposition and Leoparo and the like. But they walked that day, he got a long way back, and his late splits were actually okay. He draws a gate tomorrow. As I said, he gets that weight swing. And I think around the $26, and you're probably going to be shopping $6, $7 a place, I thought he was worth the wager there, race 6, number 7, All Ray. And just in the other race, race 8, number 3, a Queenslander here, Cozzy, Taylor Vaughan, is at $17 at the moment. I just thought it was big odds. We see these Queenslanders come down. A lot of them don't shape up. Some of them do. And I think he's one that can. He was really good in the benchmark 90 at Doomben last start behind Irish Constabulary. Now, he missed the start by 2 or 3 lengths that day. And then he absolutely flew home late to be beaten less than a length. I think he caught the second quickest last 200 the entire day at Doomben. Before that, he has beaten only 2.5 lengths in listed grade over 1350. But I really reckon he's a 1,200-metre horse, and that's the distance there at Randwick tomorrow. He likes good track, so I think the firmer it gets, the better. And he's okay on soft as well. But he gets the blinkers on there tomorrow, and that's a big positive as well. I think he can position up just behind the speed. I thought $17 he was worth a play as well. So it's race 8, number 3, Taylor Vaughan.
All right, they're the ones you like. Bit of value if you get one of those into a trifecta or happens to a leg of the quad, it's terrific.
Yeah, and like you said, you can play them each way and probably play and place those last two place bets into multis and things like that, and hopefully we'll get them across the line, Cozzy.
All righty, so best race 4, number 5, couple each way, race 6, number 7, race 8, number 3 each way.
Very good, and as I leave you, Simon Dinopoulos, I've seen a couple of photos on Twitter, Cozzy, of enjoying a beer in Europe somewhere. I can't exactly tell you where, but it's hard to sum, isn't it?
Yeah, probably on bail. Anyway.
Thanks, Cozzy.
Good on you, Brad. Brad Davidson joining us there.